In our defense.
Was impossible to code.
Impossible.
I had a terrible video.
It was so hard. And
do you know what participant number you had?
12A. It was so hard. Like, they just sat there the entire time.
I had
so that might be easier.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
well,
I was laughing out loud.
I'm sorry
that
my
reliability
was so low.
It's okay. The average is still above 0.7.
Yes, we're way above 0.7, so.
My, the video I coded, the child was playing a game on her cell phone, and the therapist was supposed to join the game on the therapist's laptop, but the entire 45 minutes, it was loading on the therapist's laptop, and so she was sitting, like, facing forward, and the child's like this. She's like, oh, did you kill someone? She's like, the door, by the way, the door was open. Yeah, it was like, I don't know what it was. But the door was open for the whole therapy session. So I was like, that's a little weird. But yeah,
Crushed it.
Yeah, he did.
I hope I crushed it with my paper.
He's actually surprised.
The real hope.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, I was just like.
So we have everybody here.
Raphael said that next week he'll have more data.
Yes, I've been writing him about that.
Yeah, he said probably next week, so I'll text to Dustin and tell him we're thinking next week. And I'll let him know.
Sounds good. All right, so, you know, Hillary now is starting the DTC meetings with a good news segment, right? For those of you who are DTC representatives, Kasia has no idea what I'm talking about. Who the hell is Hillary? She's our program director. And she starts out the faculty student meetings, which are bi-weekly, with good news, meaning good things that have happened. So I will share some good news for all of you. We have now submitted two, not one, but two abstracts from our lab for APA. And we give a special shout out to Amanda and Amanda. To Amanda. For their hard work, they busted their asses this weekend and made it happen. So does everybody have copies of the two abstracts? If not, maybe you two could send them out, or I could send them out, or just so you guys have it in your possession. And we will hear. So, do you guys know when we will hear from APA about acceptances?
It's usually like January, February, around then.
All right, so not terribly long wait. So that's great, and you guys will be able to put that on your CVs, and that always looks good when applying to externships and internships and applying to the program, you know. So that's very good news. The other piece of good news is that your reliabilities were on the whole really strong. I was actually surprised. We did have one reliability that was a little bit low, but Taylor was saying that it was really a tough video to code. So I'm surprised, because usually in my experience in leading coding teams like this, what happens from my long experience doing this is that people go from coding practice videos to then coding the real sample, and it's a jarring experience, because it's not the same kid, it's not the same therapist, it's not the same modality. It might even be the different diagnosis, you know, so it can be kind of a shock to one system, but you guys seem to have adjusted pretty nicely to the massive change. And I just wanted to open up by hearing from you guys what it was like to now code this new real sample.
I mean, I don't know if our reliability was so high because of that, but this video, honestly, like, there was almost zero conversation. the patient and the therapist were just playing a board game. And I think there were two sentences exchanged.
In the entire 45-minute session?
Okay, maybe like all together. Couple of times where she's trying to tell him to talk and he's either responding with one word or not responding at all. So that was our first experience, of maybe because it's so distinct, you know, because there wasn't almost a conversation or any behavioral
right.
observation that we had such high. I hope it's not because of that, but I'm saying.
Well, we had the opposite happen with Cheryl and Taylor. You
Stephanie
had.
And Taylor.
Huh?
Stephanie and I.
Oh, Stephanie, sorry.
Yeah.
Not Cheryl. Stephanie. Who is. She's coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's taking her quiz.
Right. So with you two, you had also a very quiet session, but that worked against you. Yeah. So.
Final question.
Yeah.
The abstract reveals the type of treatment and the type of children that are typically seen in treatment. So
let's not give it out.
Yeah.
So the abstract that Amanda prepared for the APA includes more information that I'd like you to have for this coding project. So we're going to keep that masked for you guys.
Yeah, and I think it might contribute to the reason why the reliabilities are so high. I don't know. I just
they don't know.
No, but I'm saying. I'll tell you after, but even with Ariel and I, our first video, we weren't expecting to be high, and we were as high as everyone else. So I think, I don't know, maybe it's something about the sessions that make it, like, you can tell what's salient.
Does
I feel like
he's
high.
Sorry.
No.
Does
no.
Does,
no.
What was that?
Is it all the same diet?
No. So there are 60... sessions, and there are 20 kids?
20 kids, 13 different therapists.
13 different therapists. So you might get the same therapist and child. You might get a different therapist and child. You might get the same therapist, but a different child.
Yeah. And you'll see, like...
We're randomly assigning them.
Right. But even, like, P11, like, Kasia, Kayla, Doreen, and Holly, you had the same participant this week. You both had P11A, P11B. So you both saw the same child.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean the same things happened in the session, certainly. So.
And did we both see the same therapist?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if it's the same child,
it
would, be
it
the,
is
it would definitely
therapist.
Be the same therapist.
Oh, because sometimes if they switch or like one, it's like a grad student. So.
But this is all like, it's not like I saw them this year and I transferred my case to Amanda and I'm saying that.
Yeah.
It's like all
I see where you're going with that. It's not.
I thought
yeah.
it's like the other girl.
No, the model is
right.
very different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll still send my abstract since we all know the diagnosis for that child, right?
Yes, I think everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I sent out the article.
Right.
But I'll just tell you from having read it, it's a beautiful abstract.
Oh, this one or that one? Both.
Well, both of them.
Thank
but
you.
I'm just saying they won't be able to read it.
I know,
but I'm
yeah.
just conveying, having read it myself, I can just tell you the beauty of the abstract.
I was very
so,
proud of it.
Yeah. So, and at some point you will
yes.
get a chance to see it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a deal with you guys. I will cancel next week's meeting, but... I will assign, we will be assigning two videos per pair this week for you to complete by next week. Okay? Then pairs will have to find time on their own to talk with each other about the outcome. But we won't meet because there's a party to be had. Right?
I have hair appointment to be had.
Oh, a hair appointment. Wow.
Priorities.
Wow.
I mean, I had it already, but...
Oh, you had the hair appointment.
Because you said when we asked that we weren't going to have it. Remember? You were like, oh, probably not. No. You don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
I remember.
Remember?
Okay, so I already canceled it.
Okay.
Without even knowing it. But apparently pink is the color to wear?
I mean, not. It was just... just me and Neha were talking about it, but if I don't show up...
Well, now Carlin is very excited about wearing a pink dress.
She should wear a pink dress, but I'm saying there's a 98% chance I'll wear a pink dress.
98? So yeah. 2%... So two parties out of 100 parties, you're not going to wear pink.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Okay. Well, Carlin's going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. I'll probably wear a pink dress. Do not fret.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
The CAQ. Sorry, start that. I'm going to give out videos for that next week. So even though I won't have lab, you'll still be here, right?
Yeah.
Will you be around?
Yeah.
Okay. So
am I?
So we start that. You're not. You won't be coming.
I'm not starting yet, right?
No. So just.
It's these three plus yeah. Stephanie.
Right. So I'm gonna give. We're doing 13 videos, right? So I'm gonna give you 13 flashcards.
Alright.
And we have 30. So where are we trying to get the view and then every week? Well, so now. But I'm gonna.
Well, if you want me to buy a bunch more flash drives, would that make it easier? Or?
I don't think it matters. You have to come on Tuesdays for the meeting, the wedding meeting, so I could just do like 5 a week or something like that. So,
okay.
That's fine.
So then what? So we send our numbers
yeah,
or you send them to me.
To you, right?
Okay. Every, so 2 Excel sheets every week throughout winter break, but...
So for this project, the one that Amanda is spearheading here, I'm assigning 2 videos for next week.
Correct.
But then we're done for the winter break.
I'm talking about
on this project, but that is something totally separate.
So I don't know if we're going to do like 2 a week every week, or some people might want to do 3 in a week, so I don't know.
It's up to how you
just send them to you.
Yeah, you just send them to me randomly.
Okay.
It's okay.
So it would be like on your own schedule. It just has to be. Like
but I wouldn't wait until the last minute
right.
to do all 13 or whatever, however many.
So we would have to. I would actually meet with Stephanie to collaborate.
No,
it would
be me.
It's me.
Oh yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So
Stephanie
would.
Yeah,
we would
talk
on
our own time, right?
Yes. Correct. If you wanted to consult with me, you would be happy. I'd be fine doing that. But otherwise, I would urge you to schedule your own times, either via Skype or FaceTime or whatever, with your partner. Okay. I don't want to put too many restrictions on you because it is the winter break, and you know. Yes.
I have a question though. What if like we're doing it on our own time? She does it.
Oh yeah.
Well, you have to coordinate to some degree.
Okay.
Because what I don't want is for you, like, let's say you do half of them and she does the other half, and then you do the half that she did, and right, and then I get all the reliabilities and are all in the toilet.
Or Taylor decides to do like 3 in a week, and Margie only had time for the first one, but Taylor kept moving on, but your first one, your reliability was 0.5, and you're like, oh shoot, we should have spoken before Taylor kept
exactly.
going.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's what happened with Julia and I over the summer, where I really wanted to push forward in like a certain month, but Julia wanted to start after because our schedules didn't line up, so I would just recommend a lot of communication from the two of you with like what's realistic for both of you given your schedules and vacations and whatever you do in holidays. And we had a Google sheet where we said like, okay, we're going to do the first one before Wednesday of this week, and then we'll talk on Wednesday. Now we're going to do one before next Monday. We just like constantly were in communication with each other. And then once we got good at it, we were like, okay, now we're going to do 2 by Friday and stuff like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're shifting a little bit more of the responsibility onto students to manage their own time and their own reliability.
So you're going to be continuously making outputs to send to us? Not continuously, but you're gonna...
Well, you mean... Oh, wait, what happened here? You mean like the case report? Like the ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do that if you guys find that helpful. Or you could do it the way Amanda showed you last week. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I did have a Stephanie for today, and I look at our numbers, and they're really not bad. There's a lot of zeros, there's a couple of fours, but then our reliability ends up being 0.58. So I don't think it was...
Do you have some, like, sevens or
sixes?
You're
1-6, and that's it.
I mean, I can recalculate the. I'll show you what I do.
How low is your?
For some reason, this is.
Try shutting the lights. Try shutting.
Maybe it's like. Only 1 sec. Actually, if you have SPSS on your computer, you could run the reliability.
Oh yeah, I mean. You guys could do it.
Yeah.
But very few people do have SPSS.
Right. Mine expires in 6 days. I need to try to get a student license again.
Oh my god. That's
how much
so
does
expensive.
It cost?
I don't know.
It's like thousands of dollars.
SPSS?
Well, that's
I think so.
That's for somebody like me buying it, but a student, I think it would be cheaper.
I don't want the bells on my cell. I just want to know how to do a T-test. Maybe not.
Are you in stats now? Or?
No. I have that percent. You have to have SPSS. You could do your assignments.
You do?
Well, you could do your assignments on the computers. It's free. Download the free student version. He puts it on the syllabus how to do so. But I recommend having it on your laptop. Then it just limits you. Like, oh, I have to do my assignment when I'm here in the plenary. Those computers are slow. I just like having the flexibility of doing the assignments.
How much do
you just download it for free? Yeah. You download it for free, I believe.
Oh. So why one would do it on these computers if it's slow? If it's free?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh wait, it's not free. I think it's like $30. That's free in psychology.
So I'm going to recalculate here.
I'm not saying
that these are wrong. Taylor. I make mistakes, though, Taylor. I mean, I know you've never seen me make a mistake, ever, but it does happen. So this is Taylor, and this is Stephanie. And then we go here, and we click on interclass correlation. We want to do one-way random. We click continue. We click OK. And we get, and the one we look at is here, this number here.
And it's
point, yeah.
I never did that.
Yeah. Average measures, not single measures. And so it's 0.58.
What's the Cronbach alpha then?
That's used when really you're, when you have, you have like a number of items in a questionnaire and you want to see where those items kind of fit together. And so, how related are these items? Because you might have a, let's say you take the Beck, and let's say I threw in an item like has a high IQ. That item is not, it's going to bring down the alpha.
Right.
Because it's not really related to all the other items, which are related to depression.
Right. Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's why we did Cronbach's alpha interrelated reliability for the the paper. So some of them we had to report on that.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Inter-rater reliability.
Yeah.
You had that incorrectly in your paper.
Oh, I have the
International Review Board.
Yes. You have the International Review Board for interrelated reliability.
Did
there
really?
You go.
Oh,
yes.
Whatever.
So, any questions about that? So then, what I sent you guys was, whoops, this. So, this is all of the, except for Amanda's, this is all of the, because she's actually calculating hers with somebody who's at Yeshiva. Her name is Ariel. These are all the ratings for everybody this week. So what you can do is you can copy and paste. I don't know if you can copy from a PDF, but
I don't know. I've never tried to copy one of these. You might be able to. I don't. It might copy over messily.
Yeah, it's not copying particularly well. You send each other your messages.
So then, yeah. So that's what you can do. Send each other your send.
One of you
can send the other the Excel spreadsheet of yours, and then that person can copy and paste the ratings of their partner into their own Excel spreadsheet, and then you can follow the directions that Amanda gave you last week. Do people want Amanda to do it again for you guys?
Yeah, I can walk around.
Yeah. So any questions about anything? Meaning of life? All right. Meaning of person?
Yeah.
Right. In what class?
Lene had us do a clinical orientation paper in which you picked a psychologist or someone who you feel like you align with, and someone in my class did Victor Frankl. And we each went around and talked. I did Bowlby.
Oh.
Woohoo!
I steered away from CBT for a little bit.
Yeah, I still have to recruit you into the psychodynamic CCE program.
I know.
I got the list today.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my CBT case.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to break up into pairs, and I'm going to go around and try to answer questions about discrepancies. You guys are going to be discussing discrepancies of four or more in your rating pairs. Okay, everybody have a copy of the manual with all the items? If not, I can pull it up here. And Amanda can go come around as well and try to help you if you need help with calculating the discrepancies by computer generated summation formulas.
And then also, just so everyone knows, our first lab back will be the 24th, right? The first Thursday.
I believe so. Let's see.
And we'll jump right into COVID.
Yes, that is correct. Very good.
I mean, you and I will have to talk about once the semester starts, who's dropping off of the CPQ and going to the CHU so that it will inform.
Right, because we once people come back from the break, you know, we want to give you guys one of each. So I don't want Amanda to be assigning you two of this project plus one of the CAQ.
Right.
Then you're doing three videos a week. I don't think that's fair. Right. So so we're going to reduce. What?
I said, or possible.
Or possible. There you go.
Yes, you're so. Right. Amanda, can I just quickly?
All right, so break up, and I'll come around. There's a what?
Quote-unquote party.
And you're missing it.
No, we're going to go.
Oh.
Where are you going to go?
That Allie's house. And...
Oh, she's
her parents
left
for
the night.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, really?
Kegger.
Wow. Where did they go to sleep? They went to
Old Lady Hotel.
Get out.
I'm pretty sure
that's
not
that
that's
the
only
way.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that they were going to run
their house.
Why did they need a bunch of nerds? It sounds like, you know.
People
are going to like do cocaine.
Oh, one
video
for
I told her.
Yeah, I mean, gonna make this session.
She's a dragon.
You're right. Okay.
And then put it in like a tube.
Yeah,
like
I'm struggling with that.
I don't know about tube.
The limit setting.
Yeah, I had a
friend
that was
10
years old and it was time. Like I couldn't record my third sessions on
really?
It. And it was to the point where it was embarrassing to tell
myself.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay, while she's doing that,
you're just.
I'm just hanging out.
Got nothing to do, man.
I saw that.
Yes. Yes.
I like reversed my jacket on my laptop. So like I'm 7.
We don't really know what to do.
Whatever you go
because
anything for this here. If you need anything, let's
here. Right, thank you.
No problem.
So
we had
This issue, I'm surprised it hasn't come up before.
Yeah.
Because this is usually a problem when they're guiding, because you for people blind the child's conflicts. So how would you possibly know? You could think of it as you know the child has conflicts. You know that. You don't know what they are. But if a child has conflicts,
we had a lot of other
therapists seeming to address conflicts.
So
you don't really have to know what they are. Is he or she addressing?
Do you have any
anytime she's trying to make conscious affect states that the child might not be aware of, or she's trying to connect feelings to behaviors, anything that is maybe unconscious in the child's mind.
It has like some discrepancies on whether the child plays
as relates to
conflicts, so like I said,
internal
was
conflicts
very
that the child might have, that would count towards the
every time
I had a chance,
like,
I don't know.
But
how
it was
like
flow, and
she
wasn't
fragmented
like that,
spread.
Like,
do you think
blood of beings for relevance to the So maybe if she does do all three or four times, it's not even relevant to the direction of the session. That would be no
problem.
What else do you have discrepancy on?
I don't. Where would you guys put it?
What is the
vast majority of the session. So I'd probably put it
we will be finished with the CAQ before.
Child is anxious.
Okay. Just looking, because the lab will be doing a total of 3.74.
So it's 4 gig. But you've been using these and it's been fine, right?
Right.
Yeah, you want to use a So price it up for me. Just give me the receipt, and I will reimburse you.
She explained it to me, the CAQ, what it's looking like. So it's all great. So me and Stephanie and me and Taylor would then code 1CAQ for the first 10 weeks of the semester. So that would mean that we would only code 1CPQ. So here's our coding pairs per week. And then the rest of the coding pairs would go on the usual too. So I mapped it out. So
Look at that. Beautiful.
Thank you. So that means that we have 8 videos of 7CPQ in our lab would be. I ordered my 2019 planner of the mail yet, so now I feel at a loss because I can't write anything down. I have only tracks. So 24. That looks great. And also, the last week, we wouldn't need all the coding schemes to code, or maybe we can drop down to one video a coding scheme. That makes sense. But the reason I was asking is because when I did it this way,
yeah,
it turns out Ariel and I would be doing a session with Ariel, so we have to get ourselves off of that.
Right.
So even though I made like an order where it's like this pair, this pair, this pair, this pair, this pair,
yeah,
can I switch it?
Absolutely.
Okay. It doesn't have to be that methodical.
Let's do it randomly.
So we'll do it that way. So Cheryl and Margie and Kobe's too.
Okay.
So Ariel and I got it. Great.
Wow, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to figure out what the next move is.
Yes. Yeah, we have some time. But it will come quickly.
Yeah,
this is great. Yeah. Right, and by then, Amanda says we'll know her ABA around that time. So we'll be working on, hopefully we'll be working on the poster.
Yes.
Writing that up. So I'm happy to help everyone with those skills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good. Okay. Awesome. All right. Keep writing. And I said, I'm very proud of my schedule and I want to show it to you. After I put the face in it.
Read the article and then begin to talk, okay? That's why I sent it out.
Oh, this is wonderful. Okay, so we'll end.
Yeah, sure. But it would be silly for me to talk to you about it.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, sure. Well, so this is like a
different
story.
I don't think it's so it gives the coding pieces when we get back from Brazil.
That's a good question. Four last students last year.
So how many?
Then the semester will end.
So I couldn't apply to any more subs.
So, let's say the therapist given the opportunity, and says, I don't know what to talk about. And then clearly the child has very good thoughts. I don't know why I think I can go.
I would too.
To imagine it was
I'm more than
to do that because he
If you currently have one injury.
Image.
Yeah.
Applied in
a big musical note or
if you currently have two or three injuries, apply it to more sites. If you have four or above, do not apply to more sites. Something like that. I don't know.
Dustin Blair numbers.
But she does stuff
or
that.
Oh.
Or at least Mark did in the past, and
so
she will.
He does not.
So they don't
bring like
the odds aren't stacked against you. Everyone will get one. It's just a matter of.
But
okay.
I mean, I like him. So
if you're like
no,
me, you just don't care as long as it takes you.
To,
yeah.
You're fine. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm just bringing him up because.
Nice.
So they keep telling us we're gonna have like up to 8 clients. I'm like, how?
How is that gonna happen?
Also, like, I wouldn't recommend taking any clients at the second year.
It's just like,
we have 20 hours right now.
Right.
So
no, I have 20 hours too at my internship, and my friends have over 100.
And we're
PSC meeting.